we can't have these unnatural, impure, biohazardous toxins that our bodies and our soil and our ecosystem and all the other living organisms don't know how to manage. And it's piling up in us. And that's really the key reason why we are in a worldwide health epidemic. And you were talking so right on, because health is a lot to do with our emotional state of being. How we feel in the moment. Like, do we have depression? I was on anxiety medications for 20 years, by the way.
Are you ready to take control of your health in today's toxic world? Look no further. Masterpiece is here, setting the gold standard for holistic detoxification. Masterpiece, the natural master binder, features nanosized zeolites combined with marine plasma nutrition. And here's the groundbreaking news. In initial trial results, users have experienced an astonishing 70% removal of toxins after just 60 days of use. Say goodbye to forever chemicals and heavy metals. Masterpiece is a game changer, efficiently capturing graphene oxide, arsenic, mercury, and over 85 other heavy metals. Not to mention, it tackles forever chemicals like microplastics and PFAS, a group of over 4,700 man-made chemicals lurking in everyday products. Users are reporting incredible benefits: more energy, heightened mental clarity, and better sleep. One user happily exclaimed, "The mental fog is just gone." And the best part, Masterpiece is affordable. For just $52.99, you get a two-month supply that can transform your life. Visit sarahwessel.com under shop or click the link below to grab yours today. Don't keep this breakthrough to yourself. Spread the word to family and friends. Masterpiece is not just a product, it's a life changer. Act fast and get yours today at sarahwessel.com or with the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Dr. Caroline Mansfield and Matt Hazen joining the program. We are going to talk about the heavy metals and the plastics and chemicals that are all everywhere. And she's going to talk specifically about how it affects our bodies and how, you know, depression and anxiety and autism and just all these, brain fog, our ability to connect. Well, Matt brings this up too, our ability to connect with other people on an emotional and spiritual level. This is a total assault on us. And it's coming from the geoengineering. It's coming from our, you know, packaging and our food. It's coming from, I use an example of a friend of mine who is really clean. Everything's organic. All of her product, cleaning products, everything is clean. But she drinks red wine, a glass of red wine a day. And her heavy metals and toxicity is off the charts. And so she's going through this hardcore heavy metal detox, which she really doesn't need to. She can be trying this Masterpiece, and it's gentle and it's less expensive. I mean, if anybody's done a heavy metal detox, they know how hardcore it is and how hard it is on your body. And that's why I'm so excited about Masterpiece, which we're going to talk about as well, because it's really gentle. And you take a little bit, like the fourth of a dropper full, every day in the morning and night, or you can do less than that, three times a day. But I do it morning and night, and it's not a big deal. It's gentle and it works, and you feel better. They're going to do more studies and more tests. I don't know any supplement company, period, out there that does this kind of clinical studies to try to prove to you that this is working. And if it doesn't work, we don't even want to sell it. You know, I don't want to be part of something that's not working. And the feedback that I'm getting is absolutely astounding. And is it placebo? I mean, I don't think so. I've been trying all sorts of stuff, so I don't think my results are placebo. I went out and got 10 bottles of it because I got it for my daughter, my kids. I got my husband. I want my entire family to be taking this, and I want to have a decent supply because I don't trust the supply chain. So I'm going to get more because I want to make sure I have in case something happens, there's any disruption. I just want to make sure I have it. But I just really hope that people try it, see if it makes it, if you have anxiety or depression, I mean, maybe this is something that can help you better than being on medications. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you to go off your medications, but you should try stuff and see if this is something that's really contributing to it. And Dr. Caroline Mansfield talks about her own mother and how she got her on this and how within 3 months her depression went away. Telling you, there's something about all this toxicity that we're being bombarded with when it comes to all these health problems that we have. And I don't know. I just really hope that you try it. The link is below. Otherwise, you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop. And let's get into this really fantastic and informational conversation that I have with Dr. Caroline Mansfield and Matt Hazen. Hi, Caroline and Matt. Thank you for joining the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on. It's lovely to
be here.
Thanks
for having me on too. Yeah, me too.
This is great. Matt's been on before, which I'm glad he's back. And Caroline, this is a first time for you. So I want to ask you, Caroline, what is your background and why are you so interested when it comes to heavy metals and its effect on our bodies?
Wow. Well, I'm a naturopath. I've been practicing for over 25 years and also a live blood microscopist. I've been practicing for the same amount of time. So I think just over the journey of, you know, working as a naturopath, I've also tested a lot of test subjects during that time. And, you know, when we're looking at underlying causes for people's illnesses, we always look at toxicity levels because you can't really get somebody well if you're not taking out the rubbish from their body. You know, you can't just be giving them nutrients. You have to see what's going on, you know, for root cause or underlying causes. So just over the years, I've always noticed that people do have heavy loads of toxicity within them, you know, mainly the heavy metals. So to bring these heavy metals out can make huge changes for people. So maybe someone, you know, my mother's a really good example. She was suffering from depression. I think it was sort of like the early 80s. And she just went into, you know, quite a dark place. And she went to see a natural health practitioner. This is before I studied, you know, what I do. And the practitioner found that she had very high mercury levels. So my mum had a mouthful of fillings. So she had all her fillings removed. And she also, you know, had saunas and did other things to chelate the mercury out of her system. But literally within 3 months, my mum was back to herself. She was a different person. She said she felt like just a lift come out of her. You know, she just felt her energy was back, her brain was back. She had severe brain fog. So, you know, but the doctor tried to put her on antidepressants, for example. I mean, this is the difference. So we got to the root cause, and then, and it just, that was one of the things that made me feel, this is interesting. I think I'd like to look into this a bit more, and went on to study what I do. It was just one of the many factors. So, yeah, it's, you know, you can't get somebody well if you don't try and, you know, take out the rubbish from their body.
Well, we have a epidemic of depression and anxiety in this. I mean, absolute epidemic. I taught at the University of Minnesota for 5 years. And when I was a student, there wasn't the stress, you know, as a student, the people around me weren't as stressed out. And then when I was teaching, I was shocked. And I'm going to say that I was shocked at how many students were unable to even function because of their anxiety and stress, to the point, you know, I brought in somebody who has a PhD in that area to help people. And I thought, you know, I wasn't sure if it was going to do good. The overwhelming response from the students of just thanking me for bringing her in to help them cope with their anxiety and stress, I was absolutely shocked. And how much of that is because of just the crap in our bodies, like your mother?
Exactly. And I think also, I mean, I'm brought up in New Zealand, where it's a very natural organic lifestyle, you know, when I was a kid. And I came to school, inner city London school, for a while. And I saw the difference in the kids as well, because in New Zealand, it was just an organic, you know, a lot of organic food and just beautiful being on the beach and, you know, during the days and just bare feet on the ground, you know, getting ourselves grounded all the time. And I came to London, everyone's got their shoes and socks on. There's no bare feet walking. And at lunchtime, they would be going out getting, you know, all their sweets and crisps. You know, in London, there's all the different flavored crisps. And this van would come to the school, this, you know, making all these twinkling sounds, and would run to the gates and buy all this rubbish food. And I noticed a correlation between the body shapes of the girls in the UK compared to New Zealand. And they were all trying to get out of physical education, whereas in New Zealand, that was like the subject everyone wanted to do.
Yep.
So I could see the differences, you know, all these little things that shape you to go on to do what you do in your life. That was another, you know, momentous thing for me. I made that correlation then, that what you eat and your lifestyle, you know, contributes to your physical structure and, you know, your bodily health, basically.
Well, yeah. I haven't, I have another friend who is super into organic and eating clean, and but she also likes to have her wine. She likes to drink a bottle of, or not a bottle, she's not a bottle drinker. She likes to drink a glass of wine every day. And she just wasn't feeling well. And she's super heavy metal. So she's going through this detox and all these things. It was because the wine, because the growers, the wine you think would be clean, but it's not. Because, and we're going to talk about soils. The soils everywhere are contaminated. So you're going to get all, no matter how clean you eat, if you have wine every day, you're going to be contaminated. Well, we're contaminated for the crap in our environment as well.
Yeah, it's so true. And, obviously alcohol is very acidic and it is a poison to the body. The body builds up a tolerance to that. So there's a number of factors with the wine. And I think you've got to enjoy your life. If you enjoy a glass of wine, but go for the organic, biodynamic raised wine as opposed to, the bottle down at the drugstore, sorry, the booze store, where you just don't know where it's come from.
That's
Yeah,
right.
it's,
We don't know
yeah.
where anything has come from anymore. But even Matt, bring up the soil samples. I shared it with my Substack readers, the soil samples, but we need to go, a lot of people listening to this have not heard this. We need to go through this because it's not just, I mean, you can try to be as clean as you possibly can, and you're still getting affected because the soil samples are absolutely contaminated and they
Yeah.
didn't used to be.
Right. And air sample and the air tests and also the water tests everywhere. There is a tremendous amount of specifically even aluminum, but all heavy metals. And we can just imagine, I think most people now realize that we kind of live in a world where we have a whole ecosystem of living organisms and we're all a lot more connected than what we even probably can fathom. And so we're learning more and more about how, everything is kind of accountable and works together off these things. And so when we have these unnatural man-made metals that are made from industrial processes and everywhere, and they get into our soil, especially if they're being aerosoled for whatever reason, a lot of these processes out here of insecticides and pesticides on our food, those chemicals are a lot of times metals, a lot of metals too. So they make it so that the bugs and living things can't eat up the crop. And so it's like, well, but then we're a live thing eating the crops. And that must mean something. So we've seen a steady decline over these decades of people's neurological functioning. We've seen this autism rate, this dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, anything neurological we can discuss. We've seen all this skyrocketing as the levels are accumulating. And so what we have here is the largest organic farm distributor supplier for like remediation stuff, which is the healthy way to try to get the levels down. So what this gentleman does is he looks at soil samples for 4,500 farm fields in America, all organic. Half of these farm fields out of the 4,500 are Amish and Mennonite, which means their families have had this land since the 1800s. They've never put chemicals on it. And so they will, whenever you're doing a soil test, and I know it's going to be impossible for everybody to see it. I get
I'll
it. You
put it
can see
up,
the
yeah.
writing on it. Yeah, I could definitely download, send it to you. But they take a 6 inch by 6 inch sample by 6 inch, and they test for everything from exchangeable cations, which is a fancy word about like things that will give up one for another and adjust. When you're talking about elements, you're talking about iron, manganese, copper, zinc, boron, and aluminum. Now, what's really funny when we're talking about these soil samples is that what we used to see, this guy is 77 years old that provides this to me. He's done this over 5 decades. This is all he's done. And so he has seen the aluminum levels and everything else for many, many, many years. About 30 years ago, he's seen the aluminum start to age, go up more than other numbers. And it just started being this higher and higher number. And so what he sees now about starting 3 or 4 years ago is an unbridled, untethered spike in aluminum. And I'm just going to say the numbers here and you can try to fathom this, okay? So we have farm fields, all of us, and we got our farm fields down to the best level so that we can be organic. The next year, we want to plant our next year's crop. So we send off our sample again to get our soil again ready for the year. So we know we cleaned it up a year ago, but out of the thin blue air, the aluminum in our soil per acre is the equivalent of 1,000 pounds of aluminum to 2,500 pounds of aluminum per acre. Now that's evidence, that's facts, that's truth. That's not whimsical discussions. Now, when we started researching, going into making the formula that created Masterpiece, we looked up government studies that had to do on how to get particles down to this 50 nanometer size, this whole nano thing. And almost all the government studies, coincidentally, were on how to get aluminum down to 50 nanometers and smaller. That's their sweet spot. The reason why that's their sweet spot is because anything less than 100 nanometers is what they call intercellular, intracellular capable. And what that means is it can permeate the cell membrane. And so we lived in a world where we, I know it might be a lot to wrap our brains around.
No, but what I just heard you say is they reduce it down to a size so that it can penetrate into our cells.
Yes.
That's why I was shaking my head, but keep going.
Yes. No, and so it takes very leading edge equipment, such as electron microscope, to be able to see inside of a cell that much. And there is some studies. They don't like to do studies that show things being harmful so much. They like to do a lot of studies on how to make things that are harmful look not harmful. So the few studies they do have shows aluminum in people's cells and their brain tissue, where autistic people, I believe, and so we're living in a world where, look, we can't have these unnatural, impure, biohazardous toxins that our bodies and our soil and our ecosystem and all the other living organisms don't know how to manage. And it's piling up in us. And that's really the key reason why we are in a worldwide health epidemic. And you were talking so right on, because health is a lot to do with our emotional state of being. How we feel in the moment. Like, do we have depression? I was on anxiety medications for 20 years, by the way, and other medications. And so when I learned this whole holistic detoxing, getting the rubbish out way of thinking, now I'm the most vibrant, happy. All the things that used to be there, it's a totally different person. And so, you know, we have to know the way, the solutions to this, not just pumping out a bunch of fear porn. You know, we have to say, look, guys, in our thinking, we have to know we're on a planet that's a fishbowl of microscopic toxins, heavy metals, other forever chemicals that are damaging every type of function that's inside of us. And if we can just know to get things out of our bodies at a faster rate than what they're coming in, and it will depoison us. And that's probably the best way of thinking that we all need to start going into. Yeah.
Well, I agree. Autism, people say that autism isn't from the vaccines, or they say it is from the vaccines or whatever. But I think there's more to it. Excuse me. I have a doctor of chiropractic that I go to. I really like to talk to all people that are in different fields. And he was telling me just a couple of weeks ago that the studies that are out, and so I started doing more digging into this, that the mother's umbilical cords are completely doused in heavy metals. And what they found is when you get the vaccine, maybe a vaccine in somebody who's really clean might not affect them too much, but the interaction of the vaccine with the heavy metals is what they're thinking is probably causing this. There's a good chance it's causing some of these epidemics that we're seeing, whether it's autism or something else in a child's development. But autism is what's skyrocketing.
I would love to speak on that just real briefly.
Go ahead.
We're talking about things that are called forever chemicals. So they're not called 30-year chemicals because they leave in 30 years. They're in our bodies and in our environment forever. Our ecosystem doesn't know how to break them down. So for instance, everybody's great grandma, when that world was cleaner back then. So she made the baby in her womb. Her blood was nourishing that baby. and all that. So they were sharing whatever was already in her body, whatever toxicity was already there. And so then when she had the baby had her generational accumulation. So in physical form, you could say, in a way, generational trauma, which, you know, we're talking about metals, forever chemicals that destroy our emotional state of being. So you're talking about our consciousness level and everything. And then your grandma had your mom, and then your mom had you. And so now you're dealing with many generations of forever chemicals, okay? And our world too. So now we're breathing in worse stuff. Our technology's gone downhill because they've used all of our most intelligent people to create harmful things, harmful technologies that are now on that level. And so, you know, we have to start wrapping our brains around what's led us here and how it really happened so that we know a better, clearer way out.
And what do you think about that, Caroline? I mean, is this the forever chemicals? First of all, what is a forever chemical? Are they truly forever? Can we get them out? And is it the interaction of these chemicals and heavy metals with vaccines that are causing these problems? Or, I mean, it could be a whole bunch of things, right?
Yeah, I think it's accumulative. You know, these things just keep building and building. Unless you're doing something to try and mitigate this toxicity buildup in your system, then you're just going to become more and more toxic. And I think, you know, as we go along, forever chemicals, for example, these are the things that are the water-resistant chemicals or the fire-resistant chemicals. They're covering your sofa at the home, your carpets. You know, they're in your home. They're, you know, when you're cooking on these on the pans that are heat resistant, you know, the Teflon and what have you. I know that was, I'm not sure if it's banned in America, but, you know, there's still, people will still have that in them unless they've been able to detox it out. And most people can't, you know, these, they're forever chemicals because they stay in your system forever. They're very hard to remove. So unless you're actually doing active detoxification of some sort, then they're just going to be in your system. And they're very genotoxic, cytotoxic, they're hormone disrupting. They cause a lot of underlying, you know, problems in your physiology. So then you will present with a condition, you go to your doctor and then he'll treat you with a drug instead of saying, well, hang on a minute, you know, where did this, you know, potentially come from? Like I just saw a client just before I came on the call to you now, and her mercury and lead were off the scale in her urinalysis test. I mean, they were off the scale, they'd gone out. And, you know, she's got a few issues, I won't go into it in case she, you know, watches this and she'll know I'm talking about her. But when you look at what her issue is, one of the main ones is mercury toxicity. So it's going to be really interesting working with her to bring her mercury down to see whether this problem she's had for the last 15 years is now going to start to mitigate. So yeah, it's just, it's in our society now. We can't get away from these chemicals through the industrial processes and other things. You know, if we're looking at, you know, potential geoengineering, cloud seeding, chemtrailing, you know, what they're doing, it's a different ball game now. It's a totally different ball game. And then you pair that up with the EMFs, for example, or the Wi-Fi and all the radiation coming from that area. You know, our bodies can only take so much.
Yeah, I think it's the interaction of all that. You know, you have a product called Masterpiece, which is really showing significant results. And with our baseline issues that we have and the results that we're seeing, I'm really floored that anybody wouldn't, that we aren't just looking for solutions, that everybody has this trigger of wanting to fight stuff and shove it away instead of saying, oh my gosh, we really have these problems. I want to learn more and I want to figure out if this works for me. Why are we in a situation where people are so eager to poo-poo a wonderful solution versus taking in and saying, okay, let me see if this really works. And oh my gosh, let's figure this out because this could be an amazing thing for us. Why are we seeing this human behavior that is so anti-human? You know, I mean, it's so bad that we aren't looking at solutions and welcoming them and actually with an open mind trying to figure out if it works for us.
I think, one of the things is people don't like to give up their habits. That's another thing. So it's like someone who's an alcoholic, having to give up their alcohol. Even though it's causing them harm, they don't want to see that, and they'll deny it until they face themselves. And I think in the modern day living, a lot of these, the takeout foods, the convenience of fast food, or, people are addicted and hooked onto sugar. It's like making those changes, and they end up having to look at themselves. And this is what we do actually need to do, because what they'll do is they won't take responsibility for their health. They'll go to their doctor for the answer. And, it's instead of finding it within themselves and making healthy choices and healthy, changes to their lifestyle, I think that's the number one hurdle to get over for a lot of people.
But even the doctors are, they have this huge wall that's put up. It's really odd. And I don't know, Matt, do you have any reason why we're seeing just kind of, it's weird to me. It's weird to me that humans aren't so acutely aware, or at least in some of these circles, to where I just at least want to try it and see how this is going to work for me.
It's very healthy. There's no preservatives. It's affordable. It was specifically designed to be affordable. The study that we base our evidence and facts, a lot of them on, because we're very factual and evidence driven. It was done underneath the pretenses to try to create and find a simple, affordable, easy, doable protocol for any and every person that wanted to figure out to get a hold of their health. And it is strange. I would be speculating to some degree because I don't have that type of nature in me
That's right.
to see.
I
So
know.
it's kind of hard for me to, I'm like,
It's just weird.
I was to want to have to look around when I had my little kids and thinking to myself, oh my gosh, everybody's going downhill and I'm around nothing but know-it-alls that supposedly know the most about health. And there's no magic bullet. There's no certain thing that was working. There was no certain type of life or dietary habit that was working across the board anymore. Everybody was going downhill. And so the intentions that went in the making masterpiece, was to help mankind. And you would think that people would look at it and say, wow, this is the first and only company that literally took blood and urine analysis, tested for all these different things, all these forever chemicals and microplastics and aluminum and all of it, and then showed significant results that are astounding almost. They're so good. And you would think that everybody would be excited. Especially you're talking about something that doesn't have side effects like all the pills, these prescription pills people take. And
But it's
it
also
is it's
gentle, right? Because I know people
yes.
that do the hard metal, heavy metal detox, and they
Right.
are
And they
out.
get
I mean, it
headaches.
is
Yeah, it hurts.
hardcore. And it's not that. And it's, go ahead.
Try shooting EDTA. Try intravenously taking. It's a very uncomfortable situation, as I understand it. I don't
And
know if Carolyn's been
expensive.
around that. Yes, and you have to go to an office where you have to set up and go through that. That's a whole day to take care of yourself. Masterpiece, it doesn't really mess with your life. You can do everything you want to do, and you can keep on going, and it tastes good, and it removes everything. And, I think that our collective consciousness was ready for
I
it
think
because it
so.
appeared. And that's what happened. And I think that something like that had to happen for all of us and for our kids and our kids' kids. And we're catching some very unique type level human behavior. And that probably means we're shaking the right bushes and barking
I
up the
think
right
so.
trees and flying over the right targets.
I
And
think you're
so
right.
we got some truth on our side. We got a whole pile of evidence that no other company has ever tried to go get. We challenged Masterpiece. And I told everybody before the results came back, and I told this to anyone, Carolyn can attest to this. I said, if this thing doesn't come back and it's not helping people, I'm hanging it up because I'm not selling snake oil. I'm not feeding off of people's fear hope. I told that to people before the results came back. I had sunk my ship if this thing was like most other products. Companies spend money on tests, on heavy metal tests all the time. Every health supplement company out there that has a detox product that's been around for a while, you can about guarantee they got a study in their closet that they keep hidden where they tried to show on urinalysis tests a reduction in heavy metals or whatnot. And because the levels went up, because that's normal at first, their products may have even been working. They may not even have to run the test. It's hard to say. But, you know, we are fearless about trying to prove the efficacy every step of the way and improve the protocol to make it where everybody will know a simple step-by-step way to be able to protect themselves and their loved ones in today's unique toxic world that we are in. People are toxic. The physical world's toxic. Well, that, you know, that leads over to emotion stuff and mental stuff. And look, it's look at what people are right now. We have an epidemic of not just depression, but everything else. And, you know, we got to pull our consciousness out of. We have a real consciousness epidemic is what the real thing is here. And that's what we...
We absolutely need this. It's just, it's so important. I have a subscriber, John, who, you know, I ask everybody to report back to me, and his just came back. And he said, you know, after I started using this for a little less than a week, he goes, I'm feel about 40 to 50% more energy. My trainer, when I kids, he goes and he has a trainer, he goes, he noticed it too. And my brain fog. And this is the kind of responses that I'm getting. And that is also what you're seeing in the analysis, right? You have urine analysis that you've done that nobody's ever done. Can you talk about your urine analysis, both of you? Because this is like something that nobody does. None of these, why don't these supplement companies, you just said they put it in the closet because they can't prove that their product works. Is that
right? I mean, and then they keep on selling it.
Yeah, a lot of these zeolite products, you don't really feel that much different. But with this, I was like, wait a minute, I'm feeling different. This is making a difference. But the analysis is showing that too. Can you talk about what either one of you, what came out in the analysis, the urine analysis, which nobody does?
I can show you the results. I've got the slide deck here just to run through, you know, with you. But I also want to say is that I think in today's age, I think this is where it's moving, because a lot of these nutraceutical companies have been bought out by pharmaceutical companies, you know. So I think people are searching out companies where they can look at the ethos of the company, who's behind it, where they're sourcing their, you know, their raw materials from, how it's being bottled, all these questions that you don't get when you're buying from a, you know, a large corporation that's been bought, say, by pharmaceutical. So I think this is where it's going. And, you know, the fact that Matt wanted to do this testing and he put the whole business on the line, basically, when these results came back. And oh my gosh, when these 35-day results came back, I couldn't open the email straight away. I was so nervous to see what it was going to be, because he said, if it doesn't work out, I'm stopping. So yeah, it was a very interesting day that day, but I can share the results with you.
Please share them, because that's what's important here, right? Is what these are. And you guys are doing more studies and trials. We have another group of 24 people that you're doing, but show this, because I'm very excited.
Yeah. And just before we get started, if I can just for 1 minute, Carolyn, because you're going to have the floor for a long time. Aluminum toxicity in the regular vaccinations in the 90s, they moved over from mercury to aluminum. It's in our deodorant. It's in our pesticides. It's in the chemtrails. It's basically everything. And so aluminum is very well documented and linked on PubMed studies and thousands of studies to, you know, be linked to everything that is a problem with our health. And so, you know, the aluminum is a very hard metal to pull out of the body. It has a very small magnetic charge. The way we get a lot of these things out of the body is through binders and chelators that magnetically bind and get the stuff out. That's why it's important to have small enough zeolite that it can get inside the cell, because it's got to be able to get inside the cell to clean it, to do its work. And so aluminum is a very big deal. Just like graphene oxide is a very big deal. And so when we do go over the results, the one thing that I was just blown away at, and I just couldn't even believe I get to be around these kind of people and help steward this out and everything, was that I knew that aluminum was always been a hot topic, and so is graphene oxide. And the results proved beyond a shadow of doubt, irrefutably, undeniably, in leveled, tested results, that we pulled out the graphene oxide and the aluminum percentage wise from the beginning levels, the baseline, to the next tested level, the best out of all the forever chemicals. We got all the things out to a high degree, but the two things that came out the highest levels was the graphene oxide and aluminum. And that's a hope moment for humanity. Yeah.
Well, but the marine plasma must make a difference too, because there are other, like, I've had people push back, why don't you just go get zeolite on Amazon? But it's just not the same thing, because it's, tell us why, because the marine plasma enters the cell after you pull out the heavy metal. So it doesn't allow other heavy metals to immediately go in again. But also, why is your zeolite different? Why can't I just go buy something on Amazon?
So zeolite by itself is magnetic, and I want to give the floor up because I really want us to be able to share these aluminum results. They're worth everybody. Yeah. People need to start looking for proof and making companies prove their efficacy and how well their products work. And that's what we're going to do here today. We're going to role model that. So this is a picture behind me of Masterpiece at 100,000 magnification done with an electron microscope. You're talking about a picture that is thousands of times smaller than what you could ever see with your naked eye. It's actually thousands of times smaller than a red blood cell, which is about 8 micrometers. So this is a picture about down to 1 nanometer. These hexagon things here, this is pieces of zeolite, okay? And do you see how they're all spaced apart from each other?
Yep.
At that small of a size, because they're magnetically repelling from each other. The goop that is keeping it all together, that grayish stuff that's covering it, that is the marine plasma. The marine plasma is so much smaller than those pieces of zeolite, which are 1 nanometer, which is 100 times smaller than what it's got to be to get inside of your cell. And the marine plasma is very much sub-nano size. And it's known as the most bioavailable nutrient-rich substance on Earth. So just picture for a second. Picture for 1 second. This goes inside of your body. These zeolite pieces are negatively charged like a magnet. A magnet has a negative and a positive. This is a negative charge. When it finds aluminum or any other heavy metal that has a positive charge, then what it does is it magnetically finds it and binds it. And I want you to picture a few of these pieces leaving this and finding a piece of heavy metal. Well, then it releases a little bit of the marine plasma ions, which happens to have every single mineral that's already supposed to be in your body in its most perfect ratio, as long as with every element that's in the periodic chart in its perfect ratio, most bioavailable state. You do that with all the essential fatty acids and antioxidants also. And you see a match made in, well, I haven't been to heaven. I hope it exists, but it's certainly a match made out of the collective consciousness is being ready to handle something like this. And we needed it. So
that's excellent. Okay. So Caroline, what do you have with the urine analysis? So, cause that is what people need to see is proof. Okay. This really works.
I think I was trying to square the sheen. You need to enable. So let me just go on to the first result that came back for test subject number one. So you can see here on her, the very first metal, we're just looking at aluminum, was above the reference range. It was outside of the green going into the yellow. So that was at 39. And at 35 days, you can see it came down to 2.7. So within reference range.
What?
Yeah.
So from 40 down to like 2?
So from 39 down to 2.1.
Wow.
So completely put it down into the reference range when it was inside a reference range. And with test subject number two, her level was at 4.1. It was within the reference range, but at 4.1, but it still brought it down to 2.5.
Half.
And
quite half, about, yeah.
And with test subject number three, he started off at 2.1 and was down at 1.9. So I think the question has always been about, you know, zeolites, you know, contributing towards, you know, aluminium in the body. That's one of the questions that come up. But this is proven also that actually it doesn't contribute to, you know, any aluminium levels in the body, being an orthosilicic acid or aluminium with silica bonding. So
many people out there, such I believe Mike Adams did this, and many other kind of high level people that said, because zeolite is a natural aluminum molecule with another molecule, I believe, of silica. And what they've tried to do in studies for years is show how the bond could be broken in natural clinoptilolite zeolite. And they've never been able to find a way in the studies, doing every trick of the trade, to try to show that the bond could be broken, because then if they could do that, they could get zeolite banned, because they could show that zeolite poisons the body, gives up aluminum into the body, which would raise the aluminum levels instead of the aluminum levels in the urine going down.
What did it do to some of these other heavy metals?
So with heavy metal, we're just looking at the aluminium. So with this heavy metal toxicity, it can take months, if not years, to bring levels down.
Okay.
They came down about 17%, though. We did add up every single number in the before and after. And as a whole, when you just add up all the numbers and then add up the after 35 days, they went down 17%, which is amazing to do in the first 35 days. In fact, it's unheard of. It's completely unheard of. Robert Young and a few other people.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Carolyn. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because I said to Matt, we should leave it at least 60 days or 90 days, because that's what we would usually do if someone's on any heavy metal detox protocol. But Matt was keen to get the test back, you know, at 35 days. Another reason why I was really reticent to open up the email, because I wasn't sure what to expect. So, you know, these results were quite phenomenal for 35 days. But also we can show the blood results. We didn't have aluminium at the baseline, but we did have it at the 35-day mark. And you can see just quickly here, test subject one was at 176.
What do you mean by that, Carolyn? So just so that people kind of understand what was happening, because this was our initial pilot study. We were feeling around, trying to figure out a doable protocol. And that's why we also added in zeolite powder, not just Masterpiece, like 3 weeks into it. Now, all three test subjects were compliant with taking Masterpiece correctly, but only two of the test subjects took the zeolite powder. And one, I believe Carolyn can verify this or not, didn't really take it like they were supposed to, kind of off and on. But when you look at the base results, you see how we only had five different things we started with: graphene oxide, PFOs, PFOAs, the polyethylene, which is the hydrogel. So we only studied these first five when we did the blood, but then Robert Young started mentoring and guiding it and saying, well, if you can test for more, why aren't you testing for aluminum, glyphosate? Glyphosate's a big one, and the other one. So then when we took the next blood test, which was at 35 days, now all of a sudden you see a lot more things we tested for. And that's the reason why that happened.
Okay, that makes sense.
So we started testing for aluminium on the 35-day mark. And then we did another test at the 90-day mark for aluminium on the blood results. So the test subject one, her baseline aluminium was, even though it was 35 days, was 176.73. And hers came down to 38.62 nanomoles per liter. So even her aluminium came down within the blood, and she had the greatest mitigation in the urine test. And
yeah, that same person there, Sarah, on her aluminium, on the urine test was the one that went from 39 down to 2 or 3 or whatever it was. And on her blood test, she also had that significant of a decrease of aluminum. So a lot of times when people are really good experts at how the body fluids work and the extracellular fluids, they know that it can kind of move from one part of the body to the next and so forth. So you always got to watch that. You see, oh, well, they had a big reduction in urine, but let's see if it went to the blood or something like to that degree and that level of thinking. But she had significant reductions in aluminum all the way around. And that test subject was the test subject that only took Masterpiece. That's the test subject that didn't take any zeolite powder. So the person who had the most significant reductions in aluminum was the one that took the Masterpiece, which is the marine plasma with the nanometer size zeolite instead of just the zeolite micronized. Yeah.
Is the zeolite powder the same stuff that you sell as well?
Yes, but without the fulvic powder in with it.
Okay.
So we didn't have that product ready yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we just look at test subject number 2's blood results. So test subject 2 started off at 97, and
that one went up.
Yeah, okay. And the 90-day results came back at 131. So it was still within the tolerable range, even though there was a slight increase, but it hadn't gone up to the next level, which was borderline. Yeah. So
why did it go up? Or does it just take time? Go ahead.
Transfected. We're having to deal with environment. Maybe that person cooks with aluminium pots, you know. But the thing is, it didn't go up above the tolerable range. It stayed within the tolerable range. So it didn't shift ranges. So it's still a low level to start off with and remained in the low level.
Okay, what's a high level? Because blood is different than urine. So when we're looking at these numbers.
So the highest level would be 650 nanomoles per liter in this particular intracellular toxicity test.
Okay.
Yeah. at the highest range. And
we got to keep in mind, aluminum's in our deodorant, it's on our cooking pans, it's in the food, it's being dropped on you in at 1,000 to 2,500 pounds per acre a year. That's why all these levels keep going up in the soil, in our bodies, everything. So that's why it's real important for us all to find a simple, easy protocol that everybody can do, not just the rich, that will get these things, because all this is bad news. Nobody wants polypropylene. Nobody wants aluminum. Nobody wants graphene oxide, lead, mercury, or any. They're all forever chemicals. They all are disrupting everything. And so we have to find a way to get the levels where they either stay the same or improve. So we're tickled to death that we're showing a great reduction. Probably shouldn't say tickled to death. Tickle pink.
Well, but we're trying to reduce it faster than it's coming in, is the bottom.
That's right.
I want to keep it
that's
in
right.
That.
That's absolutely right.
Get people down to zero. I think that's a long shot, you know, to get everyone down to a zero level. That's always going to be fluctuating. But we want it to be fluctuating in that low tolerable range and not to go any higher. Test subject number 3 started off with 157.68 and after 35 days came down to 24.
So really good.
Yeah.
So when we're saying that the heavy metals, we're seeing a 70% reduction over 90 days, what are you referring to when we say that? Because I know there were some like graphene oxide or what?
You're talking about the baseline blood. If you take the baseline blood numbers.
Yeah.
On and add up all 5 of the numbers. Yeah, go ahead and hit that. And so touch that one, Carolyn. If we added up all those numbers right there, and then we took the 90-day numbers of those 5 things, all 3 test subjects averaged a reduction of 72%. And so those 5 things right there are the most common: microplastics, hydrogel, and graphene oxide.
So the 17% is after 30 days.
The 17% was the urine. Actually, there's 2 17% numbers, which are the blood. So go ahead and do the next chart, Carolyn. If you take that one. Yeah. So if you take all the 35-day charts and add them up, and then you take all the 90-day charts for all three test subjects and add them up, there was another 17% reduction. So we had a real good lowering of the amounts from the beginning to the 35 days, but then they still came down a little bit. See how the chart goes? Really high numbers.
Yeah.
Then it goes a little bit lower, and then it goes just a little bit lower because it's only 17% lower then. And so we are constantly being bombarded, being transfected. We're breathing it in. We're ingesting it on all levels. And so we're never going to get these levels down to zero until we can get our ecosystem and environment and our land, air, and water clean back up because we're living in it. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
And even just having to take out coffee, you know, the polypropylene was the one that goes up and down a lot because it's, you know, people drinking coffees, drinking out of straws, any heat resistant container you're eating your food out of and a takeout. Yeah. It's got polypropylene lining it. So,
or wine, like I was telling you, my friend who drinks, she's super clean. And then she realized she was all toxic and she was shocked.
What was she doing?
Drinking a wine, you know, a glass of wine a day. She really likes wine.
Yeah. It's so easy to, you know, to become intoxicated in this world right now. You have to be very what you're doing with your lifestyle, you know, your food choices, where you're buying from, even down to your nutraceuticals. I've done testing on some products and found they've got the graphene and magnetic iron in them as well.
Wow. I see your next picture is the geoengineering. And I just had James Lee on my show, who is, most people believe he is just the source. He's really good, very well respected. And the amount of these chemicals, they just keep increasing what they're putting into our atmosphere.
Yes.
And you're seeing in the soil that they're increasing significantly after 2019. It's almost like everything started with COVID. Almost, you know, that same time frame is when they really started pumping us with more stuff, and it's showing up in the test analysis. And he's saying the same thing, that it's just, they are just going nuts.
Yeah, I don't know the human body. I mean, there's only so much the human body can take before it starts to accumulate too many toxins. Then that starts to, you know, throw you into some kind of disease state, depending on you individually, you know, how your metabolism is, how you detox products out of your system. Everyone is so individual, but you know, as humanity, we're having to deal with a lot right now, and it's it's quite scary. But that's why it's so great to have this product to help, because it's so passive when you take it. And as you said, it's not like you're having to go through some major heavy metal detox protocol, which I've always put my clients through. You know, I was so happy to see the results just through taking drops under your tongue.
Yeah, because those detox protocols are incredible. I mean, those knock people out. It's really hard on your system.
Yeah.
They can be very hard on people's system. So, yeah, it's just so easy to have something to incorporate into your lifestyle. And, you know, you just through the pilot study we've done, it's just tracking everything down into tolerable ranges, you know, tolerable and borderline. And with this next study of 24 with a placebo next and double blinded, it's going to be even better to show the remediation.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, because nobody does this. No one in supplement industry does this. Nobody does it anywhere.
Right. And wouldn't it seem logical if their intentions was to create a product to truly help mankind and humanity, then they would be fervent. They would be obsessed with proving it, showing it, finding ways to prove it. You know, we're very young. We're 8 months old. So we were put together with, we didn't have an investor. I had a moving company. I did moves and I took the money from it. And Matt Senna, that was there with me, helped me. He was one of my workers.
Very modestly. I know how
we live in a camper.
Yeah, you don't.
I
Yeah.
live in a 12-year-old minivan with a salvage title, which my wife loves, and she's very happy I got. Yeah, that's what we splurged on, a salvage title 12-year-old $150,000 car.
Well, no,
But we're happy.
that's the point. You're not just raking it. You're taking everything you have and investing it in entrepreneurs. People need to understand to really do things as an entrepreneur, it takes like everything. That's what I taught, that's what I did. That's kind of my whole life background. Being an entrepreneur to really make something work is not easy. And the
Right.
fact that you're reinvesting everything into and not living high off the hog, I mean, you're not, this is different. And I think people need to respect that you're not just this big pharmaceutical company with billions of dollars, spending billions of
Right.
dollars on marketing to convince you to get something that isn't even good for you.
Yeah, I've never. I can tell you everything that's happened because this is now getting, we got about 15,000 families that are enjoying being depoisoned. And from what they claim as their testimonials, of course, we never know what else they are taking. You know, they may have started a bunch of other stuff. I don't know. But, to know that first off, our health is our wealth, right? So our families, our loved ones, doesn't matter how much is in your bank account if they're ill, if they're falling, you know,
It doesn't,
Yeah,
no.
right. And so, we getting to wake up and hearing people talk about that their kids who are somewhere on the spectrum are doing many times better and all the different ways, calm, making wise decisions. We had two people now in retirement homes that were in retirement homes for I believe one was like 14 years. And started taking Masterpiece and couldn't stand staying in the retirement home no more. And they had to take their mom back in because she started getting her mental clarity back. And she's like, "You are not leaving me in this damn place." And you
Yeah,
know
that
what?
yeah.
That, you know, when you when getting to wake up and hear all that, that's a lot better than a new Ferrari that my wife would look at me like I'm nuts for having, or
Well,
something like that.
I bought a bottle for every I bought multiple bottles for all, my entire family and my kids, and I sent it off, and I'm like, everybody's going to be taking this because and
Yes.
you didn't give it to me for I purchased it because I'm like, I believe in it too. And now one thing that I screwed up on is I didn't understand what five drops were, and I realize it's about a third, like a fourth of the drop
Right.
total, but a fourth of
Right.
it, and that's why it lasts for 2 months. It's pretty inexpensive, but yeah, I'm putting my money where my mouth is too, and I'm saying I want my entire family doing this, my
Yeah.
parents, my husband, my kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, getting a bunch of old men to start dreaming again and feeling connected is doing our world a lot of good. And I'm not, certainly not, I just think there's a lot of separation that we have from each other. And when people are separated and they don't have that responsibility and natural connectedness, that's a part of us because we're third eye blind, our pineal glands shut down and different things. I think that's the whole reason why we have such a strong, aggressive, narcissistic energy in our world, which obviously gets displayed is m more often through, older men that are more disconnected and stuff. And so, you start seeing these guys that like, I didn't have emotion, for 20 years, actually, at all. In fact, nobody's seen me cry or anything. In fact, I won't even describe what I was, so to like wake up in the middle of the night, look at my beautiful family and heave tears, but still be a man, of course.
What
It's
that's a
like, wow,
yes.
to feel that connection and to talk to people somewhere and you brighten up everybody's day that you're around. Because you're depoisoned and your consciousness is better and your mood is better. You know what? It may sound ridiculous, but isn't that in a way changing the world for the better? I mean, if everybody was doing that, wouldn't that mean the world was kind of changed?
Well,
At
I love
least in
this
our conscious.
because I'm pretty competitive. Like I can be pretty like, and now I'm going to share some stuff, but I pray that I can just be the kind of person that I want to be all the time, right? That's something I'm working on is how do I be the person I want to be? And so anytime
Oh.
there's something that can help with that
Yeah.
to me is magic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
perfect. Also, we're testing for fluoride in the next test, talk
Yes.
pineal glands, you know, for
Can you
that.
tell her the stuff we're testing for? And
Yes.
it's all being doing, it's all compliant, critical. Nothing's going to change. No one's going to be able to say, oh, they were taking other protocols, because we've had some of those people. And it's like, no, hold on. They took a zeolite powder for like 3 weeks of the 90 days. One person didn't even, but they were completely compliant with the two things that will be in our next study, which will be an EMF mitigation, which is FLFE.net. The reason why we chose them, they have 14 different four-stage clinical trials that back up the efficacy and effectiveness of their thing, but they're also only $36 a month. And that can protect your whole family and area. So we know that that's doable. We don't want to go with something that's $200 a month for each person in your family, like some of these scalar and EMF services try to charge. You know, these are companies trying to make off of the rich. They're not trying to serve every single last person who doesn't have a voice. And so we're doing things different. We're going to have a straight protocol in our trial, where they will take Masterpiece and they will have the EMF mitigation, and that's it. But what is all the things that we're testing for, Carolyn?
I'd have to get the list up, but we're testing for, as I said, fluoride. We're also testing for two. Sorry, escape me.
Atrazine, atrazine.
Atrazine. So
Which makes boys girls, girls boys.
yeah, that's that one, and cesium
No,
and
I'm going to
plutonium.
ask you, let's get back to that. Is that you're testing for that in the baseline? Is it pretty high?
Well, we haven't tested for that yet. This is going to be in the new study.
Okay,
Yeah,
for
starting
the
this week. Yeah.
okay, because
Yeah.
that's important, because that's we're seeing, the transgender day on Easter that they made a big deal about. It's just not natural for so many people to want to be different than what their body is.
Yes, this
Right.
is being atrazine in there to see what the levels are in people. Also, radioactive compounds, cesium-137, and I think it's a plutonium as well. So,
Wow.
because that's implicated, we don't know what's coming through from, Europe. They say that dirty bombs go off and we don't know about them. And, certain people have certain devices that can measure, when there's a plume of radioactive cloud going across. But we, as humans, we can't test for these things, in our everyday life. So it'd be very interesting to see whether we have any high levels in us of these things. Let me just look up
Mundane.
compounds if you want, Matt.
Yeah. Because I can only remember like a third of them. I know glyphosate's on there, aluminum, graphene oxide, hydrogel. I know we got some microplastics in there.
Polyethylene glycol, yeah, and polyethylene and
Oh,
polypropylene
wow.
again, PFOAs, PFO, PFAS.
Yeah, so we're going to need to have you back when, as this study starts to unfold, what you're seeing, because that's what people, we already know we have
Yeah.
baseline, we already know we have anecdotal people feeling a lot better, a huge difference. But, and the, just the, what the minimal trial that we do have, which is better than everybody else. But I'm really excited about the future
Yeah.
trials as well.
And Robert Young, who has published more medical pages probably than anybody else alive on planet Earth right now, who is a pioneer, most well known for writing that book, PH Miracle of Life. He was Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins, the big speaker, his mentor for years and years, and introduced actually Anthony Robbins to a lady that was taking Robert Young's microscopy class at the time. So Robbins' wife, Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins, he met his wife through Robert Young. But he was the first guy to do peer-reviewed studies on the human biofield. So you're just talking about a guy with an electron microscope and a real chip on his shoulder to get the truth out, and they can't shut him up. He's the most feared, smeared, and targeted guy probably, going around that we know of. Nobody else is even getting targeted like that, which means he's the one we should be considering with. He's decades ahead of everybody. So he's going to get this study published everywhere they will publish it.
Oh,
We
that's
will be
great.
fearless with getting this out to humanity. That's the whole reason why this thing started in the first place.
That's
Yeah.
excellent. Well, that's so great. Thank you so much for joining the program. Thank you for having the courage to do this, because this is what we need. I mean, this bottom line, we need other solutions too in this world. Like, we need to figure out the source of this, stop the source of it dumping on us. But We need this. It's really important. And I know that everyone I talk to who's studying and researching knows that we need this. The evidence and the research is so clear that we have a total epidemic when it comes to this. So thank you so much for joining the program and for everything that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here and just to be able to discuss, all of these important subjects with you. But yeah, I'm so excited for the new study, all these new analytes. Yeah.
Yeah, we're moving into a more beautiful world, one with good solutions to the pollution. That's the kind of coin that Robert Young likes to say. But yeah, we get to finally have a path forward, a way where we know we got something that will work and something that will be effective and is something that everybody can be able to afford if they actually realize, look at the facts and evidence, look how well it works for these people. Now, if you want, that's what you're wanting to do. You're wanting to live and feel better. Here's a way to do it. And it happens to be the most affordable protocol out there too,
It is, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.